good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we could set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I'm going to do something a little different. I am now calling for stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. Do we have any stations wishing to check in with us? Okay, I am now listening for EchoLink stations. Are there any folks who would like to check in with us this evening on EchoLink? I will pause for 15 seconds.
WV2RUQ.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, and there is one more station, my friend Bill from Warrendale, Pennsylvania, will be right behind me.
KAD2AIT repeater. Hello, Kathy. KA3TFE, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3. TFE, Kitty Ann's Three Trees Falling Backwards. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, good evening to the net. Thank you, Kevin James, my gentleman friend. And good evening to everybody. Bill in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania. And we'll be listening. Back to net control.
Okay, net recognizes John, I believe, and then Kevin James and Bill on EchoLink. Alrighty, I'll pause a moment to see if we have any other stations. Alrighty, John, how are you today? And where are you calling from?
Well, hi, Kathy and Manette, WV2RUQ. Currently operating from St. Augustine, Florida. And just wanted to drop in, say hi to the net, and hi to my son Jeff, who will probably come on with his radio when he hits the repeater. And nothing to report. It's just nice and warm, and it's a little sprinkling outside. All right, back to you, Kathy, WB2RUQ.
Well, thanks, John, for checking in all the way from Florida. Wow. Well, we've got warm weather up here, too, so... we're not jealous. Alrighty, well, thanks for joining us. All right, next up is Kevin James. How you doing today, Kevin?
Hey, good evening, Kathy. This is KD2FM, Kevin James. I am here in Oneonta tonight and just gently relaxing here. Getting ready for an interesting weekend in the space weather area. It's going to be kind of neat. Both tomorrow and Sunday, I'm going to be doing the weather forecast on the Adirondack Praise Network, 88.1 FM. If you're down closer to Utica, 106.5 FM. And if you're over towards Gloversville, 90.9 FM is where you can reach me. And if you have a television, channel 40.4 in the air, but I think you got to be kind of close to Utica to pick that one up. The big news of the weekend is going to be the lunar eclipse that will occur on Sunday night. It'll begin at 9.07 p.m. Totality will be from 11 p.m. until 11.23 p.m., and then the whole event will wind up at around 12.27 in the morning. So be looking for that Sunday night, a full lunar eclipse. And on that note, I'll back out. I'll say 7-3, back to net control. This is KD2FBM.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. Yeah, we were wondering if it was going to be a lunar or solar. So, yeah, thank you for letting us know that. And, good, sounds like you got a full weekend. All right, next up is Bill. And how was your day today?
Hi, Roger, Roger. Fine business. Fine business. Good evening to all. And it's 66 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough and 52% humidity. I'm in a dilemma. The house can't decide what to do. The air conditioning comes on during the day and the furnace comes on during the night. I don't know, they don't come on at the same time, but, you know, it's either one or the other. But that'll soon change, and I'm not looking forward to any winter. I don't like frost, I don't like ice, and I don't like slipping on anything. It's not my cup of tea. And we're not going to hang in here too long. Top of the evening to everybody. And thanks, Kathy, for being there. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
Okay, Bill, well, thanks very much for joining us, and we haven't had the furnace on at all, so we're good, and our house stays cool. We don't even need air conditioning. It's pretty neat, but good. Yeah, the first day of fall was Wednesday, I believe, so it's heading our way. All right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2BFM, good evening, Kathy.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U.
Alrighty, we got George, we have George, Jeff, and John. So, George, great to hear you this evening, and how are you on this lovely day?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on the net. In between me and John, you had Jeff in there, KD2AIT, also, to let you know, because you seem to miss him, because I don't want anybody left out. So anyway, we got a temperature here on the mountainside of 55 degrees. We had a range today of 50 to up to 67. Everything, my mother took a fall at the hospital early this morning. I was up there all day, and I didn't get home till about 4 o'clock this afternoon. The mother thinks about another program they want to put her in, where they send her home with a health aide almost around the clock and everything. So I don't know what's going to happen yet. I won't know anything at least till Monday on that. And I've had the wood stove on several times. I had it once in the beginning of September, once in the month of August. I had, I think, one day, and that was it. And I think it was one or two days in July I had it, but I've had it on every night for the last few nights. Used the wood stove at least a little, just some Kindle or some slab wood. And that's it. Our lowest temperature so far now for the season's been 42 the other night, but I think it's supposed to get down around 40 tonight or tomorrow night. And by the way, what Kevin James is talking about there is the fourth blood moon. which when the fourth blood moon happens in a certain length of time, it's always been a sign that something very dramatic has happened in Israel's history. And he fully, I know he understands what I'm talking about, and it would just be a little too long to go into here on this thing, and probably be a little controversial besides. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73. Zen 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for joining us this evening. I hope your mom does better. We'll put her in our prayers and hope she gets better. Maybe she'll like being home a little bit more. So, and, yep, fourth blood moon, that's interesting. So, all righty, next up is Jeff, and I think I heard you were camping.
Rogers, KD2AIT, up here at camp, and it's 54 degrees. Right now, and it's been dropping. So we have a campfire going on outside, and we have one going on inside. And we're having a good time up here tonight. The boys are up here. We're working on our hunting blinds tonight, and we're getting ready to have a late dinner. Unfortunately, we wanted to have an early dinner, but the steaks were too frozen. So they're just about thawed out now, so we figured right after the net here we'd have dinner and head off to bed. We got a bunch of projects to do tomorrow, and then we're going to do some relaxing and have a good time. So I'm glad to hear George's mom's going to be coming home, and he'll have a good time with her. And it's been a while. I know she's been up there in the hospital for quite a while. So get her back home and spend some more time with her. So anyway, that's about it here. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, you and the fellows there can enjoy yourselves out in the hinterland. Yep, we have 52 degrees here, and we've had two nights that were 30 degrees, so we've had two freezes. But luckily, at covering stuff up, we're still picking beans and squash and peppers, so that's really good. All right, next up is WA2U.
WA2U, I'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening, and I love this this kind of weather. We all, a number of us sat around last night around the fire ring outside, had some 807s, and I remember a few years ago of doing something similar out by the fire, and I had just to set up the whole ambiance, I had some Pink Floyd playing in the background while the eclipse was going on, so it was kind of neat, and I remember the temperature was about 38 degrees, so it was kind of neat having the, and I'm not sure what that was, but anyways, that should be rather interesting. We're going to go to that. It's a great chance to see a lot of local vendors and support a lot of the smaller shops in the area, so take that in tomorrow. And other people, amateur radio-wise, I think there's a ham fest. That's, I'm not sure if it's down in Trumansburg or not, but I think there's a ham fest tomorrow. So people, if you get on the road early, it's probably on the internet, some announcement about that. And I haven't got the details on, a friend of ours mentioned this, Jeff, I'm not sure, or any other people in the area here, but there's going to be a talk. I thought it's in Forestport. Kathy says Newport, so I'm not sure where it's going to be, but I believe at the American Legion on Monday, they're going to talk about the history of the Hinckley Reservoir. Of course, it's over 100 years old now, so it'll be kind of interesting to get a different perspective. We've had a lot of pictures and, of course, a lot of stuff at the Remsen Library, but that should be an interesting talk on Monday. I think it's like 6 o'clock or something. We'll have to find out more information. Maybe we can get on the net tomorrow. But we'll turn it back over to Kathy here, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us. WA2U, back to net.
Alrighty. Thank you, John. Okay, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point? Okay, before I close the net up. Chuckle. So here we go. Pablo Picasso surprised a burglar when he walked into his studio. The burglar got away, but Picasso told the police that he could do a rough sketch of what the burglar looked like. On the basis of his drawing, the police arrested a mule, a washing machine, and the Eiffel Tower. Okay, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank all the folks that checked in this evening. We had John, Kevin, Bill, George, Jeff, and John. And I also like to thank the scanner listeners who are listening too. Everybody have a great weekend, a safe weekend too. Enjoy this beautiful weather. 73 to all. This is KC2YXN clear.
Well, that's a high on the cubism, and I'll say to WA2U on Sunday night, we'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Sounds good, it sounds good, Jeff. Yeah. The best part about that song is at the end of it, he throws a little comment about the dark side of the moon. But, it'll be an interesting evening. So, the Pink Floyd adds a little bit of ambiance to it. So, all right, 73WATU.
KD2AIJ.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing out of this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. KD2FPM is clear.
Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW,
good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX. I think my tail officially dropped a little earlier this afternoon. No traffic.
Okay, well, they're keying up that other repeater almost constantly, but let me acknowledge the stations I got. N5AOW, Bob, good evening to you. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. I believe there was at least one other station in there. Thank you for your patience. If you would try it one more time after a little while after the tail drops, and we'll try to get it. KA2000, that's Rocha. Okay, nothing else further, I guess. I guess I thought there was another station in there. We'll make one more try, and please wait again for a few seconds after the tail drops. Looking for any additional stations for the ground traffic. Okay, I think the two stations have checked in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 is the boat. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2LZ.
Not sure if the net's over or not, but we'll go ahead and throw the call out there just in case. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Victor Lima Charlie, Echolink Mobile, monitoring. Good evening, everybody.